Unit 7. I've got to go and see. Part 1. Listen, look, read and answer. Questions.
1. Who invited the clown to the classroom? 2. Where did many children stand? 3. What did the clown do? 4. Was it interesting and exciting? 5. How long was the show?
It was a Friday afternoon. Bob invited his father's best friend, who is a famous clown, to come to his class. Many children heard this and came to see the clown. The classroom was not big, and there were not many chairs, so many children had to stand in the room, and some children had to stay outside the classroom. The clown said a few words and quickly took out a few balls and began to throw the balls up. He threw out the balls one by one and caught one after another with his two hands and then threw them out again. No balls dropped on the ground. Suddenly, he threw the balls higher and higher and turned around and caught the balls again. It was interesting and exciting. Everybody gave him a big hand. The show went on for an hour, but nobody left the room.
Part 2. Listen, read, and act.
A. Look at the classroom walls. The teacher put all the children's names on the wall.
Why did she do that?
Because all the children did their homework very well, and they all got a star.
Great! I've got to go and see their homework.
B.
Why are the children so happy?
They're putting on a short play.
What's it about?
It's about the animals on the farm.
Is it interesting?
Sure. You've got to go and see it.
Yes, I must go and see it now.
See?
Look, why is everybody carrying a gift box?
Don't you know? They are going to give the gift boxes to the children in the countryside.
Why did they do that?
They just want to help those children.
Right. I've got to go and give them mine.
D.
What are these people doing?
They are having an interesting class.
Who is giving them the class?
New Edison.
New Edison? Who is that?
You've got to go and see him for yourself.
Part 5. Listen and say.
1, 2, buckle your shoe. 3, 4, knock at the door. 5, 6, pick up sticks. 7, 8, go home late. 9, 10, do it again.
Part 6. Listen, read, and answer. Who said that?
Bob lives in an apartment building. He lives on the third floor. He never uses the elevator but walks upstairs and downstairs.
Bob was very happy when new people came to live in the apartment next to his. One day, when Bob was playing in the yard, he heard someone call him.
"Hello, Bob."
Bob looked around, but there was no one there. All he could see was just a big bird on the tree. Just then a woman looked out of the window and saw Bob and the bird.
"We are new here. That's my parrot. He is talking to you."
"Really? He must be very clever."
"I know."
"What's his name?"
"He is Bob."
"Bob, nice to see you."
"Nice to see you, Bob."
"Who said that?"
"It's me, Bob."
Part 10. Listen, color, and draw.
It was a Sunday morning. Susan and Peter went to a park. They had a good time. Now it was noontime. It was very hot. Susan wanted to eat an ice cream. Oh, Susan doesn't have an ice cream. Please draw an ice cream in Susan's hand.
Draw an ice cream in Susan's hand.
Oh, good.
Should I draw an ice cream in Peter's hand?
No, Peter doesn't feel too hot. He put his feet in the water.
Look, what's the dog doing?
The dog is playing with a ball.
But I can't see the ball.
Right, please draw a ball in front of the dog.
Oh, good. Draw a ball in front of the dog.
Can I draw a bird on the tree?
Which tree?
I don't know. Can I color the trees first?
Yes. Color one tree green and one tree red. Then draw the bird on the green tree.
Can I color the ball under the tree?
Yes. Color the ball under the tree black. And color the ball on the table blue.
Color the ball on the table blue.
Good. The picture is beautiful now. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Read aloud.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.